setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to The Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. We're coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope you didn't eat too much turkey. I was relatively disciplined. I didn't eat too much turkey, but we are here for you today, as we always are, to help you discover or do what you were born to do. Discover and do, or discover or do. Purpose and peak performance is what we're about, because life is just too short for you to work for just a paycheck. So I wrote the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. Thanks to you, it's a bestseller. You can get it at kencoleman.com. It's the seven stages that we teach here on the show, Unpacked. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. I want to address urgency today just to start the show. I think some people need to hear this, and this is super specific. Let me give you a quick context. This is urgent stuff I'm about ready to talk about, because my normal advice for you folks that need to quit is don't quit till you have something to quit to. That's just a super simple, sound financial advice. But there are times where you got to walk. Today. You don't wait. It's today. This is extreme. So here are the two areas, the context for this. Okay. First, if you are in danger, physical danger, you are in, it's physical in nature, sexual in nature. It's just physical danger. You know, there's no excuse for that. If it's extreme verbal, extreme, we're not talking about a grumpy boss. We're talking about absolutely, ridiculously over the line, no coming back from this. That's what I mean by the physical danger. There's just the mental, emotional, sexual, physical stuff. There's just no excuse for that. You're done. Protect yourself. Get out. Because I'm telling you, no matter what your fears are financially, you're going to survive. You got to protect yourself. Get out. The second area where it's like, I got to go today, is we're talking about, you know, unethical stuff. You've been asked to do something that you believe is unethical. This is a character principle issue, and these issues are always difficult. Simple to understand. Yep, not going to do that. Difficult because it involves our livelihood. But I'm telling you, that's another reason. Within this category here of your company is doing things wrong things. They're lying to customers. They're lying to investors. They're lying to vendors. This is egregious, intentional misbehavior. And it's illegal. They're doing illegal stuff, for heaven's sakes. So they're lying, it's illegal. They're asking you to do something that is totally against your morals. You're gone today. Out. Outside of those two areas that I just outlined. Then I'd bite my lip, bite a stick, whatever you got to do, you get through, you find something, you pull the escape hatch, and you get out. But if it's extreme, like those two buckets, if you will, that I just outlined, then move today. Get out. You got to protect yourself. It's not worth staying. We took a call on the YouTube show today, from the chat room. Tony, I saw it in the chat room, called her out, said, call the show. 18 years, she was in a dead-end job in retail, phone retail. I'm not going to mention the company. She mentioned it on air. She was robbed at gunpoint multiple times, folks. When she told her leaders, they said, sorry, we're short-handed. That's part of the gig. What? There's physical danger there. You know why she didn't walk for a long time? Because she had heard a narrative earlier on in her life. Because she didn't have a college degree, that's about all she could do. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Thankfully, through the cheering on of this show, she decided, I am worth more. I can do more. I'm out. And great things happened for her. So that's when you know it's time to move on. Outside of that, let's come up with an escape plan. Let's keep those paychecks rolling in until we can make the move to get on purpose. 844-747-2577. 800-585-2577. Come up later in the program. I'm going to share five workplace trends you need to be aware of in 2022. They're coming your way. I'm going to share that coming up in the program. But first, let's get to the phones. Orlando, Florida is where we go. Missy is there. Missy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi there, Ken.
Hi, Missy. What's going on?
Well, due to COVID and the environment, job environment, our plant has shut down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we have, there's about 160 of us that are out of a job. It's coming up quick.
It's okay.
I have relevant skills.
And
a good skill set.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm going to find something.
You will.
But my question for you is, I've been interviewing for some positions, still within the relevant industry that I'm in.
Okay.
However, what's out there is about half of what I make now.
Huh.
And not at the same level.
Okay.
So I would be moving from a manager's position, for example, to maybe an analyst position.
Okay, so let's press pause real quick. So you're telling me what you've looked at so far in your current industry,
mm-hmm.
that there's no managerial roles open, or there are, but they pay less.
Mm-hmm. So far I've applied for one managerial role within the same industry. All the other roles available are still relevant to that industry.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. So, mm-hmm. so to answer my question, because mm-hmm. I think this is an issue of you setting your sights.
Okay.
I think you're in a panic, and I get it. but I don't want you to make a bad move.
Right.
But the managerial position you applied for, is that pay roughly the same, more, less?
Roughly the same.
Okay, then. So hold on. Mm-hmm. You started mm-hmm. off the call, and I'm not getting on you. I'm on your side.
Okay.
But I got to coach you up. You started the call by saying, oh, everything I've looked at, it's way less money. No, it's not. You've already mm-hmm. actually applied for one that's the same amount of mm-hmm. money. So here's the deal. How much do you make right now?
About $80,000 a year.
All right. And when are you going to be officially laid off, or when's the shutdown?
Saturday.
All right. And how bad of shape financially are you in to where you need a paycheck 2 weeks from now?
I can probably wait until January without sweating. My husband has a good income, and so we're comfortable.
All right, so here's the deal. You have a false narrative in your head.
Okay.
Who says you got to stay in that industry? But there are opportunities in that industry. This is the hottest job market we've ever seen. Are you telling me mm-hmm. without shaking the leaves or a couple trees that you can't find more than one opportunity that you've already found where they need somebody like you? Because they're going, wow, she's got skill and experience. She's led people before.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying to yourself.
Possibly.
But here's the deal. If you mm-hmm. got to get a part-time job or two over the mm-hmm. next month or two, do that. But hold out for an $80,000 job using the skill and experience that you have. Don't accept that you have no opportunity anywhere else. Simply not true. What are some other industries, other jobs that your skill and experience set you up for? Wait for those. Go for them. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions worldwide headquarters in Nashville. Hope you're off to a good start. If you're listening because you're just not where you want to be, don't stop listening, because I'm telling you, hang in there. Some weeks, some days, just hanging on is progress. So many people won't stay the path. I'm telling you, you can get where you want to go. We're talking about purpose and we're talking about peak performance. What is your purpose at work? What's your why at work? How do you figure it out? How do you do it? How do you maximize it? That's what the Ken Coleman Show is about. Welcome. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. Coming up next segment, I'm going to unveil briefly the five biggest workplace trends to expect in 2022 and what that means to you. Because I'm a man of the people, keeping you informed, equipping you for your future. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. ZipRecruiter is, again, folks, the number one hiring site, job site in the United States. Why? Because of technology and the efficiency by which they work with the companies that are paying them for you, the talent. It is a free and easy service to you. Did I mention that it's free and easy? Did you catch that? ZipRecruiter.com/Ken today. It only takes a few minutes to get a profile uploaded, get the resume up there. You don't have to keep messing with the resume. They're going to start recruiting on your behalf, pitching you two open jobs they've got with companies that they're serving that are a fit for you. You get updates when somebody looks at you, likes your profile, and asks for your information, and they let the company contact you directly. It's easy. It's free. It's the best way to get hired. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Let's get back to the phones. Bridgewater, Virginia is where Brandon joins us. Brandon, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good afternoon, Mr. Coleman. How are you, sir?
I am living the dream. Brandon, what are you doing?
Living the dream, sir. Living the dream.
Good. What's going on?
Well, for the past 5 years, I have been figuring out what exactly God put me on this earth for, and recently I think I figured it out, and obviously you would be the perfect person to talk to you about this.
Oh,
and
very
what
exciting.
That is, and what that is radio.
Oh, I do know a thing or two about radio. That is for sure.
I thought you would.
So, how can I help today?
Yeah, so I guess the first question I'd like to ask is, what's your opinion of when someone would say, like, well, radio is a dying industry because I know we're going into a digital world, you know, when it comes to iHeartRadio or Spotify or those kind of things. What's your opinion on that?
I think I would say that reports of radio's demise are greatly exaggerated. At the same time, radio is very different than it is going to continue to be different. What does radio look like 10 years from now, 20 years from now? I don't know. But let me refer to radio as this. Radio is now another option of spoken word. That's different than 40 years ago, 30 years ago. That was it. Radio was the only spoken word format. Now, spoken word means audiobooks, podcasts, right?
Right.
Satellite radio, Sirius XM. I'm on Sirius XM right now. So, you know, it's no longer the only platform. Is it dying? I think that's the wrong question for you.
Right.
It may be. I mean, the radio numbers are down. There's just no question about it. There are more people engaged in other audio formats than radio. But is it dying? No, I don't think it's dying. Is it evolving? Yes. You mentioned iHeartRadio. I mean, iHeartRadio is still a behemoth, and so now they put their programming out on podcasts as well. Do I think that there's always going to be audio in people's cars? Yeah, I do. But for you, the focus is broadcasting. I think the word is less radio, and it's like, hey, I want to do spoken word. I want to broadcast spoken word. That's still true.
Yep.
So don't get hung up on radio as the only format.
Right.
Because I think I don't think you really care. I could be wrong, but I don't think you care that you're only in radio, you only want to be on radio, and you only want to go across the airways. I don't think that's your issue. I think what you want is you want to broadcast, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so if I gave you a radio show today, and I also told you there were cameras in the studio, and it was going to be live stream on YouTube, you wouldn't go, nope, not doing that, would you?
I would say, no, I'd say hell yeah.
There we go. There we go. So I think you want to do broadcasting, and you're going to have to evolve as broadcasting evolves.
Okay.
So that's the shift in the narrative.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the next thing is, what would your advice be for someone to try to get into it? I know, like, for me, I've had local radio stations that I've reached out to. Only one kind of reached out, gave a little advice. It wasn't, it was a little discouraging advice. It's like, you know, it's a competitive world, which
it is.
Obviously anything you get into is competitive. Yeah. But
all right, so let me tell you what I did. Tell you what I did. And you don't have to do it this way, but I'm going to tell you what I did. But first, the answer is you need to get on the air, on a camera, anywhere, everywhere you can. That's your goal. Because you need experience right now. The thing that you need more than anything else is experience, experience, experience. It's like, yeah, I don't know if you follow baseball, but you know, baseball players, they get to the park 3-4 hours before the game, and they're in the batting cage, and they're just hitting balls, right? Great golfers. They get out on the range, they hit balls. You've got to take cuts and swings. That's your entire focus right now. So it doesn't matter where. Now, let me tell you what I did.
Exactly.
I figured out that radio was going to do for me what they did for you. That's all they do. They give you all these nice reasons why they can't hire you, and you need experience. It's going to be really hard. It's discouraging as all get out. But if you, in that same conversation, said, well, I'm willing to pay $250 an hour and buy 1 hour on Saturday or Sunday if you guys got a slot, they would call you back in a second. I paid my way on. Now, you may not be able to do that, but you're a young guy. But what could you pay? And you all say, hey, what do you guys, because they're, by the way, your local radio stations, they are charging almost everybody that's on the weekend.
Yep.
So what are you willing to pay?
Whatever it takes to get from A to B.
So the first thing I would do, if I wanted to get in radio, I would pay my way on. Because then you're in the station. Then you know everybody. And then they're going to listen to your show. And if they think you got some talent, they'll move you over. But you got to prove it to yourself. You got to prove it to them. So if I was wanting to do radio now, I would do exactly what I did before.
Okay. Now, another piece of advice, if you can give it. So recently, I've been deciding about moving to Nashville, of all places. I went out there back in September for the first time. Just drove out there. Was like, you know what? I need to go check out the area, see if I like it. Went out there. I thought it was a pretty good area. Definitely, if I was getting into radio, it would be a good area to be. Now, I guess I'm not sure how long exactly you've been in Nashville and if you've grown up in Tennessee. But also, just another piece of advice, too, is, and I just thought I'd ask this while I'm on the air with you, are y'all even looking for an intern yourself?
I've not been looking for an intern, but I love the moxie. And if I were to want an intern, which maybe I need an intern. So I'll tell you what we'll do. Amanda, here's what I want to do. I tell you what I want you to do. I want you, Brandon, to send me an email to ask@kencoleman.com because I love your moxie and I love your guts and I want to reward it. I'm not going to promise you an internship. All right. You may be batty as all get out for all I know. And you're holding it together on the air. I don't think that's the case.
No.
But I'm going to give you an email address. It's the show email. ask@kencoleman.com. And I want you to put in the subject line, I want to intern for Ken. And I want you to, in that email, to give me the top three reasons why you want to intern for me. Okay? That's what I want you to do. Top three reasons that you want to intern for me, what you want to learn, what you want to get out of it. I don't care. Give me your pitch. And we don't do internships here, so I want to go ahead and say this because I don't get flooded. We currently don't have an internship program here. All right. But I want this guy to take a shot. I want Brandon to take a shot. Because if I'm impressed and I think he's really hungry, maybe I'll have him bring coffee in one day. See how humble, hungry he really is. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Yes, helping you walk out of the house on Monday with a little juice because you realize, hey, I'm doing something I was created to do. I'm great at it. I love it. And it's producing results that I connect to personally. Is this a fairy tale? No, That right there is the dream job. You're in your sweet spot. People look at you and go, you were born for this. And you can figure out what it is. You can get there. And you can actually make a really nice paycheck. A real nice one. I mean real nice. I'm thinking of Christmas Vacation when Cousin Eddie says to Clark in the grocery store after he gives him the whole list and piles the dog food on the cart and he says, and you know, if there's a little leftover, Clark, get yourself something real nice. I mean real nice. How about that real nice paycheck and a whole bunch of meaning? From paycheck to purpose, this is what we do here. Wrote the new book entitled that. It's a bestseller. Thanks to all of you. You can get it. If you haven't gotten it, it's a great Christmas gift. Great first of the year gift. KenColeman.com. We have all kinds of bundle deals. Go check it out. But first, if I am anything, folks, I am a man of the people. I will always be a man of the people. And this is why I got to bring you this update in the news. Okay, super important stuff. So this just came out from Forbes magazine, and I'm going to run through very quickly what they're saying are the top five workplace trends. You need to know these, and I'm going to give you a quick commentary on how this affects you. Here we go. Number one, hybrid working. I've been talking about this for a while. No surprise here, but this is coming out of the pandemic. Hybrid working, what does that mean? Well, there's three basic work models. The first model is you're centralized workplace. Everybody's in the same building. This is where we work. That's Ramsey Solutions. We are centralized. Then there's the decentralized remote work, right? That's work from home. Now this hybrid model is kind of a combo. It's not 50-50. That's why they call it a hybrid. It's some work from home, some working at the office. Companies are moving to this. This is going to continue to be a trend. Number two, AI augmented workforce. All right, that's all fancy. What does that mean? Artificial intelligence. Machines. We have artificial intelligence all around us in our life, in our home, all around us. Companies are moving more to automation. So does that mean you're going to lose your job? No. Listen to this. The World Economic Forum predicts. Listen to this, folks. It's unbelievable. 97 million jobs will be created by 2025. Because of artificial intelligence. So this, oh, the robots are going to replace us all. It's a bunch of nonsense. As a result of those staggering numbers, people working in the workplace now, you're going to have to figure out how your current skill set and new skills will be intertwined with artificial intelligence. Number three trend. For 2022, staffing for resilience. Pre-pandemic, the priority for companies was to hire a staff that would create the most efficiency possible. Now, the emphasis is on overlapping skills. So, efficiency isn't the number one factor anymore for companies. Survival is. And that's why they're going, okay, we need multiple people who have the same skill set so that everybody can kind of pivot, do whatever we got to do, the old finger in the hole of the wall, if you will. Number four, more focus on specific skills, the skills needed to drive a competitive advantage. So you're going to see companies training for this, not hiring for this. Did you hear what I just said? The trend's already happening. This is a sub-trend that I'm seeing because it's about specific skills. It's no longer about, well, we got this assistant manager position we got to fill. No, they're going, we need a person with these specific skills. And they're training for these. Companies are training on the job. So don't buy this, I don't have the skills, Ken. What am I going to do? No, if you have a pulse and you have some character, they'll train you. In many jobs. Number five, employee monitoring and analytics. This one freaks me out. It ought to scare you too. Controversial though it may be, research shows that employers are increasingly, listen to this, investing in technology designed to monitor and track the behavior of their employees. What? Now, I'm just going to be a full-on man of the people here. I'm not going to make a prediction, but I got a bad feeling about this. It feels like a train wreck on the horizon. Ken, what are you talking about? What's wrong with companies having technology that monitors the efficiency of their people? I'm going to tell you what's wrong with it. There's no trust there. Well, Ken, here's the problem. Larry and his desk mate, Richard, are spending too much time on Facebook during the day. Well, let me take a wild guess as to why Larry and Richard are on Facebook too much during the day. Because they're not engaged. And leader, that's your fault. That's your problem. They're either the wrong person or they're on the wrong seat of the bus. But you putting monitoring software all over everything and becoming the nanny, you're already the man. Now you're going to be the nanny? People don't trust the man, right? The leader. And now you're going to be the nanny? Amanda and Joe, I've got a new term for this. So you're going to become the manny.
I like it.
I thought it was pretty good. Came up with it right now. I just think this is a problem waiting to happen. Good leaders, healthy organizations don't need tracking software put on their people to make sure they're being efficient enough. That will erode trust quickly. It will create all kinds of bad psychology. I don't think it's needed. And in fact, no, I'm sorry. I know it's not needed. It's ridiculous. Watch out. Watch out for that one. Oh, boy. Let's go to Baltimore, Maryland next. Jesse joins us there. Jesse, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up, Jesse?
So I currently work for a company as a mechanic that works on their gas vehicles, like the fleet vehicles.
Sure.
I just got a call. I have an interview Thursday for a job within the same company, but I'll be switching to a heavy equipment mechanic.
Okay.
The job that I currently have has a really bad contract with the union. And as far as the pay and benefits, it's a lot less than the one I'm applying for. So knowing that, it's hard for them to get people to want to apply for the job that I currently have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easy for them to fill the job that I applied for.
Okay.
So on paper, as far as skills and everything, like I'm right there. Like I have no doubt about that. But as far as like a business perspective, I was just a little scared that they might see that it would be hard for them to fill my job and not want to transfer me.
Hmm.
I just wanted to get your take on that, or
you got to take a shot regardless. You want this job, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
All right, you got to take a shot. So we're going to take a shot, baby. I mean, we're going to swing for the fences. Because if your theory is true and you don't know that it's true, that's just what you're kind of cooked up in your head. And I think you've got mm-hmm. some good evidence, but I think we can make evidence say anything we want it to say. And I think you need to get that out of your mind. I swing for the fences and tell them why you want the gig, why you're the best fit for the gig. It's all about that, because if they don't see it, you're still back in the same position anyway. But if you don't go for it with everything you got and you make up all these reasons why you didn't get it, it'll affect you. So go for it. Go for it with everything you got. I appreciate the question. It's just irrelevant.
Okay.
I don't care how hard it is for them to fill your current position and all that. It's like, no, I want this other position. How do I win it? The way you win it is you give your best shot. Your best shot is you prepare like crazy to answer the questions you think are coming your way. And then you have your moment where it's your turn to talk and you tell them why they can't find anybody better, and you give them the evidence. You take your shot, baby. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover and do what you were born to do. How exciting is that? I mean, come on. Are you kidding me right now? I got to tell you, folks, we got a bunch of people that have changed jobs in the last 2-3 months. Record numbers. August, September numbers. Excuse me. It would have been July and August numbers that were record-breaking numbers. I bet you we'll see September numbers say the same thing. And for everybody that said, I'm going to chase a better paycheck, and after the high of that wears off, and I'm all for a bigger paycheck, but after that wears off, let's see what happens. I don't know how many times I've gotten a call on the show. Hey, Ken, I took a promotion, and I need some help. There's always that, like, all those sound effects in there. You know what I mean? And it's like all the emotions going, That's why I wrote the book, From Paycheck to Purpose. That's why I created the assessment, the Get Clear Career Assessment. You can bundle them right now at KedColeman.com. If you're in that boat, you're not sure, I would not roll the dice. Check it out. 844-747-2577. Corey's up next in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Corey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
What's up, Ken? How are you?
I'm living the dream. Corey, what are you doing?
Hey, I need your help to figure out if pursuing a career change is a good idea in my current situation.
Okay. Hit me.
My wife and I are currently in baby step two. Mm-hmm. We make 140. We've got 75 grand in debt.
Okay.
We have a baby on the way. Okay. Due in May. I am interested in pursuing a career in as a CRNA. I'm currently an X-ray tech.
Okay.
I have been for 10 years, and I feel like I'm at the top of where I'm in my field.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to go into management because I lose that patient contact, that direct patient care.
Okay.
The aspects of CRNA entertain me because the qualities I enjoy doing in my current position, it just becomes a higher acuity with that role.
Okay.
My concern is, from this point, it's about a 6-year journey, and that's if everything goes step to step.
Okay. All right. So let's pause that with a bit of a history lesson and a question for you. You game?
Yep.
Okay. When I got really clear that broadcasting was the journey for me, a switch from politics to broadcasting, I had no experience, no training, no education in it. I remember looking at my wife one day in a very serious, sobering moment, and I said to her, babe, best I can tell, the research I've done, it may take me 5 to 7 years to get to a point where I can actually make it and we can live off of this. It's going to be a 5 to 7 year journey. It's the best guess that I can give you. Are you in? She goes, I'm in. That's the history lesson.
Okay.
Do you think that it was worth it for me? Because it was 7 years. It was 7 years to get to Ramsey Solutions, 2.5 more years to pay my dues to step into my dream job. Do you think it was worth it for me?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think it'll be worth it for you?
Yes.
Then our conversation is over. You understand what I'm saying? I'm really not going to hang up on you, but I want you to understand, like, that's what this comes down to. It might be more than 6 years, but that's the only negative that you presented to me. And by the way, waiting 6 years to do that thing you really want to do, there are times where it sucks. I'm not going to candy coat it for you. I'm not a get-rich-quick guy. There are times where it's going to be excruciatingly painful. There are going to be times where you doubt yourself. There are going to be times where you want to quit. In fact, there might be times where you quit, but you don't tell anybody, and then you come to your senses before you could tell anybody, and then you go, okay, thank God I didn't tell anybody. Do you know how I know that, Corey?
Experience.
Yes, sir. So is it worth it or not?
My only hesitation is my income will decrease substantially.
Do you have a plan for that?
I could work PRN in my current role, but guaranteeing availability depending on which route I go.
Do you have a plan for it? To where you can survive and you and your family and this new baby don't end up under a bridge starving.
Not right now, but I can put one together.
That a boy. because I also took a pay cut. So you're talking to the wrong dude. I mean, I absorbed it. I adjusted my lifestyle. Like, I didn't go into debt. In fact, I actually got out of debt while pursuing it. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
You can do this. You can do this. You got to come up with a plan.
All right.
But you already answered the question. You answered it point blank. I asked you a second time. You went, well, there's only one concern. You didn't talk that way, but that's what your voice, that's what your spirit is feeling.
Yeah.
I know. I've been there. The answer was, it's absolutely worth it. And here's what you're going to have to do many days. This is my final word to you. And then I'm going to teach the rest of the audience. And I want you to hang on the line. I want you to hear what I'm about to teach the rest of the audience. But what you have to do is over the next 6 years or six plus years, you're going to have to revisit many, many times the future, the desired future that you have right now. You can see it, can't you?
Yes.
You can taste it, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay. You better get a really super clear, burned-in image of that, because you're going to have to revisit that. You're going to have to focus on the finish many, many times just to make it through the day, but you can do it. You can do it. Now, here's why you do it. So, a reminder for people that are new to the program and a reminder for people that listen to me for a long time. What's my philosophy? My philosophy is this, that every human being on the planet has talent. That's what you do best. Every human being on the planet has passion. This is a love for something. To love for a type of work, actually. And then every human on the planet has a sense of mission, a result that you want to see come true in the world. Talent, passion, mission. When they're in alignment, you're on purpose. You use what you do best to do work you love to produce results that matter. That's pretty simple. There are multiple jobs, career paths, dream jobs in that sweet spot. Now, why do I use the word passion for that second element, work you love? Here's why. The root word, and I want you to get this, Corey, and everybody else that heard Corey's call. The root word of passion in the Latin, this is so beautiful, is pati, P-A-T-I. What does pati mean? What was the context in the Latin that we now develop the word passion? I'm glad you asked me. It means to suffer. Now catch that for a second. This is so beautiful. Stay with me. To suffer. The way it was actually used in sentences, the context in its usage was referring to a thirst that must be quenched. How many of you remember a time in your life, or maybe doing yard work outside, you just couldn't wait to get that cold brewski, or maybe you were a kid like me, and all you wanted on a hot summer day was a Coca-Cola. And you took a sip of that Coca-Cola, and it was like this. Ah, a thirst that must be quenched. To suffer. Passion means I will suffer, watch this, patience. I will suffer rejection. I will suffer failure. I will suffer criticism. Why? Because it must be done. It must be quenched. I can't keep from teaching, coaching, and counseling others. I can't. I love this work. My back's about ready to go out today, folks. I can barely freaking walk. I'm here on fire. Why? Because I love the work coaching others. If you love it, it's always worth it. Hey, I got to get out of here, but before I do, you matter. You do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.